Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Amen. Now hear this. That's a phrase I believe that was actually first used primarily by the United States Navy to get attention to people. Now hear this. Now, when they're trying to get everybody's attention in ships or wherever to pay attention, what's coming up next is very important. You need to hear this. I think it's been used by other branches of the armed services too in their announcements now, but I believe that's where that actually originated, was with the Navy. It's also kind of like the idea of what a mother says to their child, "Will you listen to me? Listen to me!" When they're trying to get their attention, to, you know, get them to pay attention to what they need to hear. This is important, what's coming up. With this being Memorial Day weekend, certainly the idea of hearing is important. That we hear about, again, perhaps those who have fought and given themselves up for the freedoms that we have. We give thanks, and part of the Memorial Day observances is in honor of those that have served. We also can memorialize many others. It's not just for those that have served, but others that have served in other ways. And I would add to those that have sought for our freedom in countries and our way of life, that we remember this day. Those that have fought, if you will, and in some cases fought and given their lives for the sake of our faith life as well. And I have what is from at least church tradition, the ways that the disciples were said to have died. And they were all martyred in one way or another. Matthew was slain by the sword. Mark was dragged through the streets until dead. Luke was hanged on an olive tree. James the Great was beheaded. James the Lesser was thrown from the pinnacle of the temple and then beaten with a club. Not sure why we had to go the extra mile there, but they did. Philip. Philip was hanged. Bartholomew was killed with a flaying knife. They peel back layers Andrew was bound to the cross from which he preached until he died. Thomas was run through with a lance. Jude was shot to death with arrows. Simon the Zealot was crucified, and Matthias was first stoned and then beheaded. As with those who gave themselves in the defense of our country, it's important that we also remember those who gave themselves in the defense of our faith. And for both groups, I would say something unique in binding them together, it's not so important how they died. What's important is why it happened. What was the cause for this? And for those of the faith, we know that it was important for them to sacrifice their lives because, and going back to the Jewish tradition in the reading we had from today, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad," is that phrase in Hebrew, and that was something they would repeat at least twice daily in their prayers to remind them of this one God. Now, what's unique about this is that they carried over out of Judaism and into Christianity. These who are following Jesus still kept that Shema. That Shema means hear. Hear, O Israel. Shema Yisrael. Shema, hear, Israel. You were supposed to pay attention. This is God saying, pay attention. Now hear this. Listen, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. And even after coming to faith in Jesus, and this is where the connection is so important, even after coming to faith in Jesus, to still speak this great Shema shows that they understood that God the Father was now not just a God the Father, but they have a better understanding. This God the Father is God the Son, and this God the Father is also God the Holy Spirit, in who we are baptized. Baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that was the faith that they had come into. And even though they were in that faith, to recognize and to keep speaking that Shema shows that they understood that this God was three in one. Listen to this word. listen to this God. And do we listen? Do we still listen today? I mean, there's a difference between listening and hearing, I guess, is kind of more the idea. Hear, O Israel, not just listen. Yeah, you know something's going on, but you're actually hearing it, you're taking it in, you're absorbing it, you're following with it. Do we hear that word of God the way we should? Or just listen, in a sense, and know what's going on? And do we love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, as the Scriptures call us to? I think of today in our world, in our Pledge of Allegiance, back in the 50s, it was added the under God aspect, which was great. There have been those that have wanted to take it back out. Glad they left it in so far. There are also things that have been put in our currency and are on our currency. In God we trust. We see that in all of our currency. Even for years, they said on those dollar coins, when they were new, I said new dollar coins, they've been out for many years now, but it didn't say in God we trust on the front or the back. And all the big hoopla that went on with that, they showed pictures of it on the internet. It would be on like email threads. It would be on Facebook, places where they post this. And everybody, basically it was all a deception, because it did say in God we trust, but it was around the edge. The same place that also had the mint date and the mint that they were coined at, whether Philadelphia or Denver mint. And so it was there. It was just one more way for people to do an internet goofy thing and to make up a story that's not really a story. Yeah, that doesn't happen, does it ever? we recognize that though we've got a pocket full of perhaps things that say in God we trust on us, do we truly believe that? Do we concern ourselves with the Lord and with His things, or more so with our things? So where are we really trusting and following? Are we following God or following after ourselves? If God is the love of our life, then He needs to be very prominent in our life. You would serve Him, you would read His Word, you would support the church, you would tell others about Him. But instead, often what happens is, instead of hearing God, we acknowledge God. Instead of reading His Word, we give our attention to things that are vile and shameful with our eyes, and watching stuff on TV perhaps, or reading things that are against His Word, or certainly not supportive of His Word. And instead of giving to the church, we tend to give to support our habits or addictions or desires, and neglect the support of the work of God in the church. What are we doing that's really showing that we trust in this God and listen to this God and are following this God? More than just acknowledging His existence, are we truly loving God? And does our lifestyle reveal that? You know, as Miss Kelly noted, that the way the Jews of old did this, tying these phylacteries, as they were called, to their foreheads and binding them on their hands, it wasn't just a reminder for them wherever they went that they believed in this God. It was a reminder for everyone else out there, and a visible witness for everybody else out there, that this person believed in this God. Because if you're having a conversation with someone one-on-one, and they've got this big leather box and this strap going around their head sticking right here, and you're talking to them, and you're looking at this thing, and you're talking, and you're looking, and you're talking, and you're looking, and you're saying, hey, my eyes are down here. It's a joke. My eyes, okay. Sorry, they don't have very many jokes today. That's about as good as they get. But you're going to know that this person believes a certain way. We do that today. We wear crosses. We wear Christian t-shirts, paraphernalia, and these things are great, as long as we're acting like the person we're portraying ourselves to be. However, when the car with all the Jesus stickers on the back and the fish stickers on the back speeds in front of me, cuts me off, hits their brake, gets off the next exit, and drives like a maniac, I'm thinking, not a good example. Not a good witness. You may notice there aren't any stickers on my truck at all. We'll just leave it at that. But we need to remember and remind ourselves. You know, I'm advertising that I'm a Christian. I'm wearing a cross. I'm advertising I'm a Christian. I don't have one on today. Always have one on today. I forgot it. I'm wearing a Christian t-shirt. I need to behave like a Christian. I need to practice what I'm visibly preaching so that the world will know, because they need to know. And some of you may be thinking, Pastor Lowry, boy, did you have a bad night's sleep last night? Kind of sounding grumpy there. No, this is important for us to hear. Because if we're going to love God, we've got to follow Him. We have to follow Him better. We've got to leave these other things of the world behind and give ourselves to God. We have to live for the Lord, not for ourselves. That doesn't mean we don't have fun in the world. God created this world for us. Live. Live life to the fullest. But don't neglect your responsibility to Christ and who you are and who Christ and God created you to be and saved you to be through the waters of baptism. Be the child of God that you are called to be. You don't just listen to the word and not love God. If you listen to the word and say you love God and hear what He is saying, then you have to follow. And you have to accept what He says, even when it goes against what you may want to think or believe. Even when it goes against what may be popular in the world. Even when it goes against what our government may say is right or wrong. We have to follow what the Bible says, what God says, and trust. It also involves that other part, that obeying, following Christ with this life that we have. It's not enough to just hear this. God says, now hear this, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. Now hear this and follow it and obey it and listen and trust in Him. Just like the mom saying, will you listen to me? And the dad saying, will you listen to your mother? Yeah. It's easier if it comes from mom, right? It's more likely to go somewhere if it comes from mom. But we got to get it into our heads. We have to listen to this God and do what He says and live our lives according to His Word. Hear and obey Him and follow Him, for there is no other way. Shema, hear, people of God, the Lord your God is one. Give yourselves to Him. Listen to His Word. Trust in Him. Believe in Him. And take that word and follow Him. Not your will, not your ways. Not the Lord's against the world in a battle here going on and choosing the world, but choosing God and staying with God. And if you hear that and follow that, I can guarantee you've already been saved. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Would you rise? Holy Lord and God, help us to continue to listen to Your Word, to hear it, to follow it, to trust You alone. Help us to turn from our ways when they conflict with Yours. Help us to trust more in You than in the people and the things and the ways of this world and even ourselves. Help us to believe You and to know that You will lead us in the right ways and continue to grant us what is important for us to know and what is important for us to follow. When You call us to hear You and to listen to You, You do so because of Your love and Your desire for us to have what is best for us in this life. Help us to truly listen, to truly hear, and to truly love. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.